And it's time once again for our weekly gaming news update. Sunny has joined me in the studio once more. And we start off with a controversy this week, as one of the UK retailers, Game, is now charging customers to have a go on its PlayStation VR headsets. It was released last week, wasn't it, Sunny? I think.
Yeah.
So not too. And already, obviously, there's going to be a lot of people coming into shops to try these things out just to have a go. Charging £5, what do you reckon to that?
I really don't see a need for it. It seems really unreasonable, and I understand where they're coming from, though. They want to make a quick £5 off of people wanting to come and try out this new piece of technology. But yet again, it just seems unreasonable.
Is Game somewhere that serious gamers would actually go?
No. A lot of gamers that I consider serious, or people in my friendship group, we usually just order our games on the internet and either have them delivered or download them digitally.
As it happens, I was in Game yesterday, in fact, with my children, and there was a very young feel about the place. It didn't seem particularly the kind of people I would expect to be gamers, mostly kind of like 11 or 12-year-old kids with the parents wandering in. There have also been lots of rumours about the financial stability of the company Game over the last few years as well. A few bailouts here and there for it. And so I'm guessing if you've got a whole queue of people coming into the shop waiting to try out your latest piece of technology, you will try and make a bit of money out of that. That seems to be what's going on there anyway. But an interesting response on Twitter from some people. Game Bromley tweeted earlier this week that they were basically charging £5 for people to have a go on their headset. And one Twitter user by the name of Confused Dude said, "Hey lads, I'll charge £2.50 for a go on mine. 16-minute sessions. Hashtag beat that." There's some money to be made. If you've got a PlayStation VR, just get people around your house and charge them a quid a minute or something like that. Moving on to our next item today. As expected, the new Nintendo console is out. Tell us what we know about it, which is not a huge amount, to be honest, is it, Sonny?
So far, what we know is that it is called the Nintendo Switch, and it's supposed to be a hybrid between a console and a mobile gaming platform. We're not quite sure on the price, and we're not quite sure what games we'll be seeing coming out on this new console. But we do know that Nintendo want to release at some point early next year or mid next year.
And they're talking about keeping it competitive, aren't they?
Yeah.
Given Nintendo's lack of success in recent years, you'd think they might just pitch it a bit below the other console. So maybe a couple of hundred quid, do you reckon?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I did notice in Game when I was in there this week, they were selling the new PlayStation 4 Pro for £175, which is a lot below. But again, that's what Game do. They do one big ticket item to get people coming into the shops. So they might, you know, a game that should be selling for 50 or 60 quid, they're selling it at 20 in the hope that the footfall will bring them extra kind of revenue in other areas. Now, another interesting story this week is that lots of people talking about Red Dead Redemption 2. First of all, tell us a bit about the game and the series.
Red Dead Redemption is set in mid-1500s in Western America. It's based on cowboys and stuff. So the first game was based on just a farm family just living their life, and then it was interrupted by some gang of sorts. And then the second game that they ever did on the series was pretty much the first game, but instead of gangs and stuff, it was zombies. And people really enjoyed both of those games. So the new Red Dead Redemption 2, people are really excited about, because no one knows what the story is going to be like. No one knows exactly how it's going to pan out. And from what we've seen on the trailer, it looks a lot bigger from the first two games.
It looks very pretty on the trailer, but you watch a couple of times and you start to think, this is just a collection of Wild West cliches, horses, carriages, buffalo, trains. And you think, it does look very pretty though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does indeed, but the trailer is out, and that is why people are talking about it. Not due out for another few months at least, is it?
Yeah, It's supposed to be releasing on console late next year, but for PC, they've spoken about how they don't want to make a PC port for it yet, but some people have been speculating that if enough PC players push hard enough, then they may even make a PC port later on down the line.
You wonder whether the whole VR thing will actually come into play here as well, because most of the VR stuff is only available on PC, isn't it? And so if that's the case, that might just push them or nudge them towards doing a PC version.
Yeah, hopefully.
When they wouldn't have done one otherwise. Okay, and finally, let's just round up the new releases coming out this week. They are all out on the 31st of October, and weirdly, all out on PC this week. No console releases that we know of. Creepy Castle is the first one of them. Tell us a little bit about that.
From what we've seen on the trailer, it looks to be a platformer, retro platformer, kind of like Shovel Knight, but without the shovels.
It looked so basic. Yeah. I really couldn't believe how basic it looked. I mean, you've got games like Terraria, of course, which are very popular, which kind of are basic, but there's lots of features in them that you can use and so on. But this looked really, really basic. Not quite sure what the thing is there. Hitman Episode 6, also out on the PC as well.
Hitman being an assassin series, you take control of a character who is an assassin, and you're given somewhat seemingly impossible challenges to assassinate or kidnap certain people, but you can do them in whatever style you want, either guns blazing or as stealthy as possible.
And games producer Turtle Rock have got two games out this week, but when we looked into them more in more detail, they weren't really games, were they?
No, not really.
There's two. One's called Other Worlds. That appears to be a 3D immersive experience based on paintings. Now, initially, I thought this was you'd just be inside the painting. And I initially, for some reason, thought that you were inside the painting, like kind of looking out. But no, the idea is that you step into the painting and explore the environment. And the other one's called Face Your Fears, which seems to be a similar sort of thing. Kind of horror related. So there's one experience where you're standing on a skyscraper and nearly falling off, and there's a robot coming at you, and there's another haunted house one as well, which looks a bit like the trailer for Paranormal Activity.
Yeah,
really, that kind of thing. So it's just scaring yourself, really. It's not really games at all. Not really sure we should mention them. And finally, there was Void Vikings as well. Tell us what we know about that, which is not much.
It looks like Asteroids and another game called Geometry Wars, but It seems a little more interesting because instead of your ship turning around, your camera follows the ship around as well, and it looks like you get to go around this arena. So there's not just one fixed place. There's multiple areas in this arena where you can go and find more enemies to basically shoot at.
So a bit of a weird week, really. We've had half the games which are retro stuff,
yeah,
and half the games which are brand new, cutting-edge virtual reality stuff. Black Friday is coming up, which means that probably why it's just a little bit light on releases this week, because a lot of retailers will be holding back their stuff until that's a huge day for sales, which comes up in November, I think. Not quite sure. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving, which I think is... I can never remember where Thanksgiving is. For our American listeners, I do apologise. But that pretty much wraps things up for us for this week. You can email us, steve@accessradio.biz, or Sonny, that's S-O-N-Y, @accessradio.biz. We would love to hear from you.